واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
Translation: and seek help in patience and as salat, that is a prayer, and truly it is extremely heavy and hard except for al-khashi'in. They are those who are certain that they are going to meet their Lord and that unto him they are going to return. The next topic is the support that comes with patience and prayer. Allah commanded his servants to use patience and prayer to acquire the good of this life and the hereafter. Muqatil bin Hayyan said that this ayah means utilize patience and the obligatory prayer in seeking the hereafter. As for patience here, they say that it means fasting. There are similar texts reported from Mujahid. Al-Qurtubi and other scholars commented, this is why Ramadan is called the month of patience, as is mentioned in the hadith literature. It was also said that patience in the ayah means refraining from evil, and this is why patience was mentioned along with practicing acts of worship, especially and foremost, the prayer. Also, Ibn Abi Hatim narrated that Umar bin al-Khattab said, there are two types of patience, good patience when the disaster strikes, and a better patience while avoiding the prohibitions of Allah. Ibn Abi Hatim said that Al-Hasan al-Basri was reported to have said similarly. Allah then said, and a salah, that is a prayer. The prayer is one of the best means of assistance for firmly adhering to Allah's orders. Just as Allah said, recite, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what has been revealed to you of the book, that is the Quran, and perform a salah. Verily, a salah, that is a prayer, prevents from al-fahsha, that is great sins of every kind, and al-munkar, and the remembrance of praising of you by Allah is greater indeed. Chapter 29, verse 45, Al-Quran. The personal pronoun in the ayah, and truly, it is extremely heavy and hard, refers to prayer, as Mujahid is reported to have said, and it was also the choice of Ibn Jarir. It is possible that the pronoun might be referring to the advice to observe patience and the prayer mentioned in the same ayah. Similarly, Allah said about Qarun, that is Korah, but those who had been given religious knowledge said, woe to you! The reward of Allah in the hereafter is better for those who believe and do righteous good deeds. And this none shall attain except a sabirun, that is a patient. Chapter 28, verse 80, Al-Quran. Also Allah said, the good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better than verily he, between whom and you there was enmity, will become as though he was a close friend. But none is granted it, the above quality except those who are patient, and none is granted it except the owner of the great portion of happiness in the hereafter and in this world. Chapter 41, verses 34 and 35, Al-Quran. Meaning, this advice is only implemented by those who are patient and the fortunate. In any case, Allah's statement here means prayer is heavy and burdensome, except for Al-Qashi'een. Ibn Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas commented on this ayah, they, that is Al-Qashi'een, are those who believe in what Allah has revealed. Allah's statement, they are those who are certain that they are going to meet their Lord and that unto him they are going to return, continues the subject that was started in the previous ayah. Therefore, the prayer or the advice to observe it is heavy, except for Al-Qashi'een. They are those who are certain, yazununa, and they are going to meet their Lord. Meaning, they know that they will be gathered and face their Lord on the day of resurrection. and that unto him they are going to return, meaning their affairs are all subject to his will, and he justly decides what he wills, since they are certain that they will be returned to Allah and be recount. It is easy for them to perform the acts of obedience and refrain from the prohibitions. Ibn Jarir commented on Allah's statement, Yazunnuna, that they are going to meet their Lord. Ibn Jarir said, the Arabs call certainty as well as doubt zan. There are similar instances in the Arabic language where a subject as well as its opposite share the same name. For instance, Allah said, and the mujrimun, that is criminals, polytheists, sinners, shall see the fire, and zannu, apprehend, that they have to fall therein. Chapter 18, verse 53, Al-Quran. It is recorded in the Sahih that on the day of resurrection, Allah will say to a servant, have I not allowed you to marry, honored you, made the horses and camels subservient to you, and allowed you to become a chief and a master? He will say, yes. Allah will say, do you have zan, that is think, that you will meet me? He will say, no. Allah will say, this day I will forget you, just as you forgot me. If Allah wills, we will further elaborate on this subject when we explain Allah's statement, they have forgotten Allah, so He has forgotten them. Chapter 9, verse 67, Al-Quran.